Welcome to the Healthcare IT Today interview series. We feel lucky to be able to talk to so many smart, passionate, and knowledgeable people in healthcare. Now, we're taking our favorite interviews and sharing them with you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy perspectives on the world of health IT.
Hey everyone, I'm John Lynn, the founder and chief editor at Healthcare IT Today. We're excited to bring you another in our series of interviews with top leaders in health IT. And our guests today is Akash Sethi. He's Senior Product Manager at Infinix, and Stuart Newsom, VP of Marketing at Infinix. Welcome, guys.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Yeah, excited for this discussion. But before we dive into the topic for today, Akash, maybe you could start us off. Tell us a little bit about yourself and Infinix.
Yeah, I've been at Infinix for almost 7 years. I am Senior Product Manager at Infinix. I'm mainly responsible for driving and executing our patient access strategy. And Infinix is really a healthcare technology company whose mission is to help healthcare providers focus on patient care so that we can take care of everything else when it comes to revenue cycle, right? Our goal really is to help preserve and maximize revenue for the healthcare providers, again, so that they can focus on what they want to focus on, which is patient care.
Yeah. Well, and it's a key topic as everyone seems to be struggling with revenue these days, a lot of organizations. Stuart, how about yourself? Tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm Vice President of Marketing with Infinix. I've been on the job just a few months now. I was previously in a role at a company for about 28 years, managing business development, marketing into the RCM space. So we see a lot of problems. I've seen a lot of issues over the years that are still resonating today, which I know we'll get into. But just happy to be here and share some knowledge.
Yeah, well, let's dive in. It's amazing you've had that long tenure in the RCM mm-hmm. space. Mm-hmm. What would you describe as the most common challenges that providers face when trying to automate RCM, which I think is an overarching theme of RCM is the automation, you know, for things like eligibility verification, prior auth. What are you seeing as those common challenges?
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned prior authorization and eligibility. Those seem to be some of the top reasons for denials. So it's very challenging for providers to try and figure out, you know, what's the solution for that. And through interoperability, the idea of interoperability, though it's a great idea, I think that's improving where people are speaking to each other more. There's also the issues of silos, particularly with payers, as well as in the RCM solutions itself, the RCM cycle itself. So the challenges they face is a lot of manual labor, a lot of faxing, a lot of repetitive, redundant work, and frustrations that they have in trying not only with eligibility, but also with prior authorizations. It's just a struggle. And even though there's been some standards out there over the years, those standards have been shortfalls in a way. And there's also some education that the providers need. In other words, how to facilitate getting prior auths quicker. And also eligibility of benefits. That's just a big pain point, particularly when it comes to insurance, because that's where it all begins. The revenue cycle, you don't get paid if you don't have the right insurance, right? And if you don't get paid, if you don't have the right insurance, then how do you know what the patient's eligible for, what their co-pays are gonna be, what their deductibles are gonna be, what their responsibilities are gonna be, and then what are your payments gonna be at the end of the day?
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I can't believe people don't like redundant work and faxes.
Right.
No, I mean, it makes sense why we want this technology. You talked a little bit about the challenge, about non-standardization of data. You know, I think it's interesting you talk about the payers and the mm-hmm. payer list, you know, associated with that. How should providers tackle this problem today?
Yeah, there's different ways to look at that. There are associations who are trying to tackle this issue. It really where the industry is depending upon vendors like us. Akash is part of this as well with the Da Vinci Initiative.
Okay.
As well, the government, we can't wait for that regulation to come down. We've seen that the standards really don't stay consistent. So part of that effort, the Da Vinci Initiative, for example, is this: a lot of the stakeholders have come together to try and set those standards in HL7 as far as what rendering those APIs. And that's really important in regard to prior authorization, because there are tools that providers can leverage from an API standpoint, from an integration standpoint, and also some automation and in the use of AI to offer some analysis of where they stand in those prior auths. And particularly with eligibility, we just came out with a feature that's called intelligent payer mapping.
Okay.
That actually makes that process easier. That's a huge pain point for providers in where the patient comes in, they're going to submit what insurance they're on, right? It's a common question that we all deal with when we go to the physician. Has your insurance changed? Well, many people may not recognize that their insurance changed, let the provider know of that, or they may put in some narrative or nomenclature that they're used to that doesn't quite match up with what the PM system has or the EHR has.
Sure.
So those are all there again, there's that problem with the silos where the EHR is saying the payer is called this, where the patient says, no, the payer is called X, and then the payer themselves is saying, no, we're called, you know, Y. And so there's some big issues in again, it adds to the labor where they have to do some manual processes. They have to be on the phone constantly to try and remedy this. They had to either go online to try and find and hunt down this insurance because they can't get the RCM cycle moving and get their reimbursement again until they know exactly what insurance needs to be billed for that.
So I think the problem arises because of the fragmentation in the prior auth market, right? You have so many different plans and payers that providers have to work with. And on top of that, you have these prior auth entities who the payers have contracted to, the benefit managers and the third party administrators. Each, when we talk about data standardization, have their own set of payer lists, for example. So there's so much focus and investment from the provider side on automating functions, such as eligibility benefits or even prior authorization. But you know, we see that a lot of the value is still untapped because of the problems that arise because of the lack of standardization.
Interesting. And you know, you mentioned intelligent payer mapping, and maybe Akash, you could talk to that. What is that, and how is Infinix, you know, deploying this to help providers solve this problem?
I think building on to the last point, right? I think everyone is trying to automate as much of the prior authorization and eligibility benefits process as possible, right? And that's because the process is a very manual process today, high effort, and then the more human dependency there is in processes like this, one, it takes away time from crucial processes such as patient care, but also there's space for human inaccuracies in this process. Providers are trying to automate processes like prior authorization, but oftentimes, you know, there are laps when it comes to where they're sending their prior auth requests because of the fragmentation in these payers and payer entities and benefit managers, each that call their own payer lists, they refer to payers with different names compared to what providers may refer to them. Part of this problem also engenders because of all these manual forms that patients fill up, and they refer to their own payer as something that may not be standard in the industry or may not be native to what that benefit manager calls that payer. So I think, you know, this was definitely a problem that we had to solve. Being prior authorization and eligibility benefit vendors, we wanted to make sure that we can unlock the value of automation that we want to provide our providers, right? So at Infinix, for years, we had been providing and offering in prior authorization eligibility benefits. And we had been working with so many different providers from across the country. Today, we work with over 200 unique providers with over 4,000 facilities, each having their own list of payers and what they're looking for the payers. And we had a very thorough and comprehensive process of mapping these payer lists to a standard payer list that Infinix has, which is then mapped to all the different payer lists on the payer side.
Interesting.
Right? So what we did was we looked at this historical mapping combined with some intelligence that comes from eligibility checks, because eligibility checks will also let you know if a patient has an active coverage with a specific payer.
Yeah, that's
right. So we put that into a proprietary machine learning model that essentially can now predict when it sees a new payer from a specific provider, what is the right payer entity that should be navigated to when it comes to eligibility benefits or prior authorization.
Interesting.
These are the current use cases, but the use cases can expand beyond that.
I mean, that's a really interesting example that provide, you know, automates it for providers. Because otherwise, I mean, what's the alternative, right? If they're not using this, it's sitting on the phone.
Yeah, it's like I said before, it's a lot of manual processes. And that's the frustration with all the silos, and like Akarsh had mentioned, you know, all these payers and even the different plans within those payers, there's different nuances that they have to follow. So they have to try and figure this out, and it may change, right? It may change. And so it may not be the same that it was yesterday. And so they have to kind of like play detective. They have to investigate what's going on. And it just takes a lot of legwork that they just don't have time to do. And so there's this backlog.
So here's what ends up happening, right? It's still a process that they have to do potentially if they're working with payers or if they're working with other provider systems. Let's say they're working with EMRs with their own payer lists, right? So it's a process that they have to do manually, right? Which what happens downstream then is they'll find a lot of inaccuracies. They'll be sending requests to different payer entities. They'll be seeing denials. And it's something that a problem which is very hard to isolate. So high cost and effort of doing a process like this and scope for inaccuracies, which leads to denials downstream.
Interesting. Let's dive more into the, kind of what you were talking about there and the benefits that providers experience. Can you describe an example of, you know, maybe one of your customers benefiting from this capability?
Sure. So I think the benefit comes from direct and indirect channels, right? Okay. The direct channel is when working with a vendor like us, you know, the implementation timeline with a solution like this greatly reduces. I think when we implement new customers, we saw that this payer mapping process was a significant portion of that implementation timeline. Now that's vastly reduced. The second part is it sets up our customers for success, right? Because we want to offer them all these automated capabilities that we have, that we have developed. And again, it just precludes them from getting the maximum capability that we offer if some of this work is not done or not done properly. So now they're able to get the automated capabilities, which means faster turnaround times on prior authorizations and a higher rate of approvals on prior authorizations and eligibility benefit checks.
Interesting. So, you know, kind of looking forward into the future, where do you see revenue cycle management and the use of AI in RCM really headed next? Maybe you could start, Akarsh, and then Stuart.
Sure. Yeah, I think there's no dearth of use cases of AI in revenue cycle management. You know, I look at the patient access space, so let me focus on patient access, and maybe you can look at revenue cycle. On the patient access space, prior authorization is the big monster in the room here. AI has helped us here at Infinix determine proactively whether procedures even require authorizations or not, right? The next use case is looking at patient clinical information and validating whether it meets the medical necessity guidelines of payers, right? Which is really the bottleneck of why payers take so long in providing or even denying authorizations, right? If we can use AI, now generative AI based on LLMs, to quickly sift through pages and pages of patient clinical documentations to compare that against payer guidelines and let providers know at the point of service or right after service, whether this order and this procedure and this treatment provided meets medical necessity guidelines, meets the prior authorization guidelines, I think that's a game changer for the prior authorization.
Awesome. What would you add, Stuart?
Well, of course, on the RCM side, which is all RCM, you know, and RCM can be such a watered down term.
Yeah,
it's very broad. But specifically in the area of AR and denials management, when you're looking at your AR inventory, denials management, I think where AI really needs to go is it making work more productive? Is it bringing more efficiencies to the table? Is it causing employees and agents, if you will, to work faster, work smarter, right, as the old cliche goes? So in essence, if you can bring that element to them where it says, okay, well, let's bring some predictability to it, where you're looking at these models, you're looking at all the data, because the data matters, but are you utilizing and leveraging that data in a way that you're not analytically looking at it, which of course, you need to have some analysis. Because again, we're talking about silos where you have PM systems can give you some certain reports. Certainly, most EHRs have some analytical tools.
Sure.
But sometimes it takes a long time to get that data. Then that data is not as, it was only good yesterday, it's not good today. So you need some instantaneous reporting and analytics where you can drill down on those and get to the root cause much faster. But also take a look at the model where AI looks at these data models you know, there's a saying that you can be data rich and information poor, so to speak.
Yep.
Now leverage AI to give you that information, to make you information rich. So now you can actually leverage some predictability, whereas those models will take a look at all the nuances of what the root cause was, what was the CARC and the RARC for the denial code, what was the 837 file, what was originally the send in, what was the behavior of that payer in the past based on that denial. And then they can look at the analytics and look, these are the denials you need to work first, because typically most practices will look at what's going to expire from a timely filing point of view, and then what's the big dollars. But sometimes chasing that expiration date and chasing that big dollar doesn't render the ultimate end,
sure,
to what you're trying to find. And so you can actually bring some predictability to that element where, hey, these are the claims you need to work, because these are the ones that are going to get a high percentage of recoverability for you. The ones that you think you need to work are very low. So spend all your effort here. So you're working smarter. It's really augmenting, not replacing the staff. So you're augmenting their decisions that they can make.
It's taking away all the work that they don't want to do. So they can do the work they want to.
Exactly.
Well, guys, I appreciate you taking time to share your insights and perspectives on all things AI and RCM and the way you're really helping providers. So I appreciate that. And thanks everyone for watching and listening. If you want to find more great healthcare IT content like this, be sure to check it out at healthcareittoday.com or search for Healthcare IT Today on your favorite podcasting application. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.